Certainly we appreciate Jesus this morning. We glad to be here on this special day. This is Father's Day, and we want to say to all the fathers, Happy Father's Day. And I hope you see many, many more. Amen. And I have a Father's Day message, and I'm glad we got some fathers in here. Just kind of remind you and remind me, amen, as a father, on how to be more of a good father. And the way is the word of the Lord. How many know there's instructions in the word to teach us how to walk the walk and talk the talk? You got a lot of talkers, but you don't have a lot of walkers. Amen. How many know we got to live this thing? Praise God. We can talk about it till Jesus come. We got to live it. So may God help us this morning. Pray for us. I want to say fathers is needed in the home. Amen. If a father is not in the home is not completed. And so it is very necessary, amen, that the father be in the home. Now, sometimes we see the father's not in the home. You know why? Because they're in another home. And their home is the jailhouse. The jailhouses are full of men, amen, the prisons, because they neglect, they did something that shouldn't have been done. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, that's what our job as pastors and ministers and preachers, amen, to help folks to see the right way. How many know there's a right way and there's a wrong way? So many times people rather choose the wrong instead of choosing the right. Praise God. The man in the home is a what? Role model should be in front of their families, in front of their children. See, your children don't know no more than what you teach them and how you lead them. You a leader. And folks are looking to you as a father. Father Anselm. Sometimes mommy can say, son, you don't need to go outside right now because it's wet. And you could slide down and mess your clothes up. Sometime that son go on outside anyhow. Come on, somebody. If the mom done told him not to go. But it's something about that dad. It's something about that dad and that voice of a father. He can say the same thing. Don't go on the outside. It's wet out there. Most of the time, they will listen. Amen. I notice even my grands, sometimes the mom will tell them some things, and sometimes they don't take heed. But when Papa get in the picture, come on, somebody. Amen. When I say something, they begin to listen. Hello in here. It ain't because I'm a bad bear or a bad person, but it's about when I speak, amen, with authority. And when you don't listen, there are consequences. How many like consequences? But we might as well realize, I'm talking to the big children now. I'm talking to us all when we do wrong. When God tell us to do right, there are consequences. Amen. Lord, allow things to take place in your life. Lord, to show you that, hey, you shouldn't have done that. So that's why I'm just trying to point out here this morning, a father is very vital and very important. Praise God. Sad to say this morning, when you look around, there are quite a few broken homes. What is broken homes? Broken homes is when I would call it single home, where there is one party, either the father. Sometimes it's the father and the mother's not there. And sometimes it's the mother and the father is not there. That's not a complete home. A complete home is when daddy and mommy is there to teach the family values, to teach the family instruction on the way they shall live and an instruction on the way that they shall go. Amen. There is this, you know, when mom and dad stick together and raise the family together. Amen. You're going to have a wonderful family. Now, sometimes the husband and wife is still in the home, but then there is still some chaos there. Come on, somebody. You know, the children, they knows who the weaker vessel, the weaker parent in the home. They know who the one that, when they say something, they mean what they say. And children kind of analyze and figure this thing out. If I ask mom, amen, could I do this? Mom would say yes. But if I ask dad, come on, somebody. Dad might say no. So who they going to go to most of the time? They're going to go to the person that gives them the authority to do what they want to do. So what I'm trying to say here, mom and dad need to come together so you can be on one accord. So when you speak, mom and dad will talk and say, I don't think they need to go there. Then the other part says, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Well, let me and mom get together. Come on. Where we'll be agreeable. Then when the child comes to us, we got the same answer. Amen. Don't that make sense? Praise God. And then that's what works. So that's why it's so viable and so important that the both parties, husband and wife, working together. Yes. Praise God. And that's how the Bible teaches. You know, one thing about Pastor Lennon, I'm not giving you what I say or what I think, but I'm giving you based on the word of the Lord. And we're going to read it because it's in the word. Praise God. We got to do it God's way. How many know that? We got to do it God's way. And if you don't do it God's way, it will not work. Praise God. Praise God. I said it will not work. Amen. Let's do it God's way. Let's see what the word says. Turn to Ephesians, someone. Let us all turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 31 through 35. Amen. Ephesians 5, 31 through 35. Well, 31 to 33. Amen. Let's see what the word says. Praise God. All right. Hold on. I don't think I gave you the right verse, sister. Let's see. 5. I said 31, didn't I? All right, I want to back up here. Let's see. All right, amen. Let's start at the 23rd. Let me get this. I can see this right here. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, let's read the 25th. 25th verse through the 31 verse. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, now, listen what the words say. In order to have a complete family, the husband and the wife must work together. Now, the Lord going to give us instruction here. Read, sister. It say what now?
Husbands, love your wives.
All right. Husbands, love your wives.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
And gave himself for it.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
Won't he do it?
Yes.
He washing by the water, by the word. How many know we got to stand on the word?
Yes.
Read on.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
He want to be able to present it to himself a glorious church.
Not having
a spot
or wrinkle
or any such thing.
That it should be holy
and without blemish.
So ought men to love their wives.
Come on, men. It didn't tell you to love other folks' wives, but love your wives.
And their own bodies.
Come on, somebody. That's what's what the world today. They concerned about other bodies. Come on here. Take care of your home. Take care of your wife. Praise God. And that's why we all should be in the home, as it started up from the top scripture where it said, husband. Amen. If you're not in your home, then you're not in place. So husband, love your wives. All right, read that. So out what, sister?
So out men to love their
wives. As their own bodies.
Okay, he that loveth his wife,
loveth himself.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh.
All right. Do anyone hate their own flesh? Hello. Do you hurt your own flesh? Then why you hurt your wife? Why pack pots and pans is flowing over the kitchen? You throwing a pot and she throwing a pan. Both of y'all injured and got to be in the ER. But there's a better way. Love your wife. That's just like your own body. You won't hurt your own body. You won't take your fist and just hit you, your fist to your head and pop you in the mouth. Come on here. It don't work that way. It bothers me sometimes when I see people having these beautiful weddings and all these big, nice things happening. And praise God, on that day, you just, look like you were eating up a cookie. But amen, a few months later, it's diminished. What's going on? Where is the love? Love your wife. Love your wives. Husband, love your wife. Wife, love your husband. Amen. Praise God. So this is what I want to let you know. Amen. On this Father's Day Sunday. Read on a little more, sister. Down to 31.
Okay, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh.
Amen. No man hated his own flesh.
But they nourish it and
cherish it.
Praise God, even as the Lord cherished us.
The Lord loved us as Christians so good. He loved us. He take care of us. When we fall, he pick us up. Amen. When we stumble, he help us to, amen, to make it. Praise God. He just don't kick us to the curb, but he's there for us. And we need to be there for our husband and our wives. Amen. Read.
For we are members of his body.
It said, for we are members of his body,
of his flesh,
and of his bones. Come on now. This is, amen. Now, this is instruction here. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother
and shall be joined unto his wife.
And be joined unto who?
His wife.
His wife.
And they shall be one flesh.
Look at God. I said, look at God. Thank you, sister. Amen. They two shall be one flesh. And that's what I was saying earlier about oneness. Amen. Mother and father should be one flesh. They agree in oneness. Everything is oneness. Praise ye the Lord. It ain't one, amen, thinking something to the left and somebody else thinking stuff to the right. But we need to be together. Together we stand. Divided we fall. Praise God. Oneness. How many know church? There's power in oneness. Amen. Oneness means unity. Praise God. When you got unity in your home, it works. When you got unity in your church, it works. When you got unity in your community, it works. Praise God. So unity, there's power, praise God. See, the devil like discord. He likes to break things up. He likes to come and stir up some strife and come in and stir up some, amen, some corruption. But you got to have the power to let the devil know, no, you ain't going to break my relationship up. You ain't going to break my marriage up. You ain't going to, amen, stop this progress. Get out of here. You got to run them out of your home. And you got to have some power to run them out. You can't just quote some scripture and say, devil, the Bible said get thee behind and get thee in front. But you got to have some power. In order to have power, you got to have the Holy Ghost. In order to have power, you got to walk right. You got to live a Christian life, a righteous life. Follow his procedure. Amen. In this day and time, I see, amen, elderly people that don't raise families. Praise God. Don't raise up family. 10 heads of children. 12 heads of children. Amen. And then when they get into gray years and the elderly years, then they start, to, amen, not getting along. And next thing you know, they done got a divorce. Praise God. At 75. Come on in here. Something wrong with that. Amen. We got to stick with the word. How many know the word would answer every question? And the word will work out every problem. Praise God. The key factor is love. Love is warm and love is true. Love works. If you got that true love, amen, it will work. I got some single women in here. Amen. I'm looking at them now. Praise God. You make sure and very sure that you just don't just get that person that you think should be your husband. Amen. Come on, somebody. If that husband, that man don't love you, you can tell if somebody love you or not. Amen. I'm not talking about going in and bringing you chocolates. Amen. Every Friday. Praise God. Amen. On the movie night, y'all going on the movie night on Saturday night. All that's D's. Come on, somebody. Amen. But we need some realness. We need some real, genuine love. Praise God. When things go wrong, you just praise God. Just say it'll be all right, honey. Let's go to the prayer. Let's pray to the Lord and Lord, work this thing all right. Let us don't argue and fuss. You didn't get married to just be a fuss box. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's time to tell about the goodness of the Lord. Come on here. Praise God. I'm tired of seeing this divorce rate. Amen. I did had it wrote down earlier. I preached on divorce a few Sundays ago in Holly Hill, and I had the statistics, but it is really great. People, every minute is so much divorce. Every minute. Why?
Why are you married and didn't want to get a divorce? Do that make sense? Hello, somebody. Amen. But I want to hear, I want to say this. For your relationship to really work, you're going to need Christ. Amen. Somebody say the third party. But I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to say the first party. Amen. You need him first. Amen. Get him on board first. When you get him on board, he is the glue. And I ain't talking about the Elmo glue either, or the super glue, or the Gorilla glue. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. He can keep it together. But you got to love, as this scripture brought out. All right, we want to read over here. We ain't finished in Ephesians. Ephesians got some good teaching here. Praise God. Ephesians got some good teaching here. All right, now 5:20. All right, the fifth chapter. Praise God. We're going to back up here. Amen. At the 20th verse. Praise God. Amen. And we want to read on down to the 30th verse. All right, who got that? Read on, please. Giving thanks.
Giving thanks always for all things.
Okay. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we live in a grumpy world now. We living in a time where folks don't want nobody to look at them, more or less say something to them. Sometimes you speak to people right now. Say, I'm a friendly man. I love to speak and I love to smile. And sometimes I'll be walking downtown or different places. I say, hi. They look at you like you done cursed at them. What's going on? We live in a world where people just tight. Amen. Just ill and mad. What you mad about? Take 10 muscles to smile and 80 muscles to frown. Why are you using those 70 muscles? Be happy. What are you worrying about? Be thankful. Amen. Sometimes people just jealous because somebody got a bigger car, bigger house, and they look like they thriving, and you look like you can't even get out of the ground, and you just grumpy. Be thankful. That's the first thing. What did it say, sister?
Always,
we got to always give thanks. Read.
Unto God and the Father.
Unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
All right. Husband and wives, y'all listen now.
Wives.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Wives,
I'm talking to you now.
Submit yourselves unto your own husbands. As unto the Lord.
All right, let's do a Selah praise right here. A Selah break. Meditate and pause. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Not nobody else's husband, but your own husband. Submit yourself. Be humble. Be submissive. Be obedient. Show love to your husband. Make him one of them delicious cakes. Make sure that it's either strawberry or chocolate. Amen. And it ain't his birthday either. Hello, you come home, boy, you got a pretty nice cake. Unexpected. Wow. Say, baby, I want to take you out. We're going to dinner. And then after we leave dinner, we're going to the spa. Look out, somebody. Amen. We're going to work out. Ain't God good? And then we're going to leave there And then we're going home and we're going to do another workout. Look at God. Keep it sweet. This is my baby. This is my honey. Come on, somebody. That's how you keep sugar and spice into your relationship. Don't be grumpy. Wives, it teaching us to love your husband. Submit yourselves unto him. Amen. Read.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
You got to acknowledge that now. We live in an age now that the wives want to be the head of the husband. Now we got to listen to the word. The Bible said it said for the husband is the head of the wife. He is the head of the wife. He is the head of the wife. Praise God. He is the responsible factor of the home. Amen. He is the one that make the final decision. We can talk and discuss husband, wife, but that man, that husband, he's the head. He's the one put the seal on the decision. Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah. But sometimes we see women wearing the pants, so to speak. Women run around and they tell the husband everything. Honey, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to be in your place and be submissive unto your own husband. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to make it balanced now. The head don't mean that you the boss. And you boss your wife around. Go do this. Do that. Go here. No. You're not the boss. You guys are husband and wife. Y'all work as team. Amen. And y'all working together. And you try to, anybody you love, you're going to respect them. And you're going to try to show kindness to them. You don't want to hurt them like we just read earlier. Will you hurt your own flesh? No. You there to be there for them. You her protector. Amen. Praise God. When I get home, amen. When I'm not home, I like my wife and I tell her keep the door locked. Because you never know who's going to come up in there while I'm gone. Amen. Somebody can bust in there and steal my wife and my family. Amen. But when I get home, you ain't got to worry about, come on, somebody locking no doors. I'm in the house. The head man is here. If they come in, I know how to get them out. Praise God. Amen. God is in control. Praise God. I said God is in control. Only thing I got to do, I ain't got to pull out no pistol. I ain't got to pull out my Uzi. Amen. Only thing I do is rebuke them. I rebuke you. Get on out of here. Amen. I had to do that not long ago. You know, the rebuking power works when you got power. But if you ain't got a walk with God and living for God, it's just, when you say that, it's just words. But you got to live this thing. How many know you got to live this thing? Amen. Amen. All right, read on, sis. For the husband is the head of the wife.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
All right, now he's setting things in order. The husband is the head, even as Christ is the head of the church.
And he is the savior of the body.
And he is the savior of the body.
Okay. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ.
Now, wives, you must be, amen, subject unto your own husband in everything. Come on. Can you highlight that? In everything. Come on. Come on, husband. We can put our hands up and say, glory.
Glory.
Point that scripture to them. When they get out of order, you say, you let them know what the words say. In everything. Come on here. Hallelujah. I feel like doing the spin now. Praise God. I feel like jumping for joy. Hello in here. Praise God. Didn't I say the word to answer every question? Work out every problem? Well, yes, it will. Read on now. Yeah, read on down to the 30. You read that? Yeah, you stop right there. That's good. We did read it. Good job. Amen. So when we do it God's way, it works. When we follow God's procedure, amen, follow his recipe, it will work every time. And that's why things get out of order a lot of time. You begin to try to do like you want to do and follow your recipe. You get up mad. Like some folks say, get up on the left side of the bed. I don't know all about that. You can get up on the right side of the bed and still be upset, but you need to realize to be happy. Amen. God is good. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. You still have blood running warm in your veins. You are numbered among the living. Look out. Look at God and say, thank you. I don't have to wait the Father's Day come. Because I know my daughters and wives, they got something, some goodies for me. But I ain't got to get all excited about that. I got to be excited all the time. Amen. It ain't about the goodies and the good cakes and dinners and stuff, but I thank God for that. Amen. I'm kind of discerning something's getting ready to happen in here. Amen. And I'm ready for it. Praise God. Amen. They're going to take care of these husbands. Happy Father Day, husbands, in this church of God. Amen. We are blessed and we are honored. We honored the Lord for his greatness. Let's move on. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis is the beginning. And we want to get a scripture over here. We want to go to Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis 1. Let's see how this thing first started. Genesis 1, 26. Genesis 1, 26 through 31. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. Who want to read that?
And God said,
let us make man in our image. After our likeness. Look out now. We got dominion, meaning we got the power over all the animals and the fowls of the air and everything else made after man. Amen. Thank God. But I want to just say this. Man got so disobedient. Man didn't live right. Man sinned at the beginning. Man still sinning. And the Bible said in one verse of the scripture that he repented that he made man. Now you know that's something. The Lord repented that he made man. There's a scripture you can look and find it, but it, because of their wickedness. But man, let's fear God. Let's live righteous. We was made in God's image, and we want to follow his procedure. Amen. So this is the beginning. It said, and God said, he just spoke it, and it came to existence. It said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea. Read on, sister.
And over the fowl of the air.
And over the cattle.
And over the cattle.
And over all the earth.
And over every creeping thing.
And every creeping thing. In other words, man was involved. He had authority over everything. Praise God.
So God created man in his own image.
In the image of God, he created he him. Praise God. Look at God. Won't God wise?
He created male and female. Hold on just a moment. I'm trying to get some knowledge up here. That's an important factor that he made male and female. He made the meat female for the male and the male for the female. But seems to be in this land and country today, they try to change things. And that's not good, and it's sin, because he made male for female. He did not make male for male. And he did not make a female for another female. You are order in the sight of the Lord. Praise God. And I thank the Lord, he said it here. And we have to stand on the word. We can't put no sugar and spice and twist the word up and make it fit our life and how we want to do things. How many know the word don't change for you? And the word don't change for me. The word don't change for nobody. This is the creation. Even he made male and female animals. That's why we have multiple animals on the earth today. That's why we have plenty people on the face of the earth, because of that male and female. And I want to tell you this. I don't care how hard you work. How hard you work male on male and trying to make a child, it ain't gonna work. I don't care how hard you try to make a female and a female with the birth of a child, it ain't gonna work. Because the Lord did not design it that way. There we go again. How many know we got to follow the way of God in the natural as well as the spiritual? This is his book. This is the word from Genesis Revelation. We got to live it. I know some people is going to disagree with the pastor, but that's okay. Amen. I'm going to stick with the word. Amen. Because the word is life. The word is great instruction. The word will stand when everything else failed. Read on now, sister.
And God blessed them. And God said
Start to them. Read that verse before that so we can get the great understanding.
So God created man in his own image.
God created man in his own image.
In the image of God created he him.
Image of God, he created them. Read on. Male and female, he created them. What verse is that you on?
That was 27 that I
read. All right, good. Go right here.
And God blessed them.
And God blessed them.
And God said unto them.
Be fruitful and multiply.
And replenish the earth.
Could you stop right there? Now, if you are male and female, then you can be fruitful. And you can multiply and replenish the earth. But if you male and male and female, you can't do nothing but sin and need to find you and let God lead you to find you a companion opposite from you. So now, God bless them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Read.
And subdue it.
And subdue it.
And have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Now I want you to have dominion over the fish of the sea.
And over the fowl of the air.
And over the fowls of the air.
And over every living thing.
And over every living thing.
That moveth upon the earth.
That moveth upon the earth.
And God said,
Behold,
I have given you every herb.
I have given you every herb,
bearing seed,
yellow seed.
Face of the earth, of all the earth, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And every tree.
And every tree.
And the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed.
Which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed.
To you it shall be for meat.
It shall be for meat.
And to every beast of the earth.
Listen up, church. And to every beast of the earth.
And every fowl of the air.
And everything that creepeth upon the earth.
Wherein there is life.
And I have given every green herb for meat.
And it was so.
And it was so.
And God saw everything that he had made.
All right. The Lord looked upon all that he made, the creation. And what did he say?
And
he said it was very good. Not just good, but very good.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Praise ye the Lord. Thank God for instruction.
Yes.
So that behooves us when we see we are derailing. When we see we are falling off the track, let's get it back.
Yes.
Let's get lined up with the word. You know how you go into the front end shop? I seen a car today. I could tell it needed a front end alignment because that person had to just hold that steering wheel straight. But if he happened to loose that steering wheel, it'll pull to the right. Or either they'll pull to the left and they will have a collision. So that means he needs to go quickly to a front end alignment shop where they align that front end up where it will go straight. And sometimes, spiritually speaking, we get that way by our decision. Amen. We start doing things our way and we're getting out of line and we need to get in line. So we need to drive up, come on somebody, to the front end alignment shop. Amen. And guess who the master mechanic is? Oh, Jesus Christ. And tell him, say, Lord, line me up, Lord. Line me up, Lord. In the straight and narrow. Praise God. I'm tired of going to the right time. I'm tired of going to the left. I want to follow you. I want to keep straight. Straight is the gate. Praise God. There's no crooks and turns. I'm tired of people, amen, going to the left. And they got a song they got out now. Go to the left. They got to go to the left. But that song, I don't like it because it's telling you to go the wrong way. Somebody said, how do you get to heaven? They say you got to go to the right. Amen, huh? You want to get to heaven? Go to the right and keep straight. Praise God. See, heaven don't have no address. You know, we have address. 4201 Cornwallis Boulevard. Amen. Heaven don't have no address. It's broad. It's big. Heaven is one way. You won't get lost. If you go right and keep straight. Now, the GPS ain't going to tell you that. You Google right now how to get to heaven. I don't know what they'll tell you. But they ain't going to tell you to take a right and keep straight. I'll tell you that. You got to stay straight. Straight is the gate. Praise God. All right. Now, let's move on now. We still in Genesis. That was what you read, Sister Lamisha. That was what?
Chapter 1.
Thank you. Good job, Sister. Praise God. Let's turn now to Genesis, the second chapter. And we want to read the 21st through the 24th verse. Amen. Praise God. All right. Who got that one? It said, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam,
and he slept. In other words, he, today time they'll call it anesthesia.
You know, you give you that stuff to go do a surgery, they give you the anesthesia where you just don't know what's going on. You go to sleep. But the Lord performed that anesthesia. The Lord called a deep sleep. This is how we all created, y'all. I thank the Lord. I read the Bible. I don't read those novels to find out about science and creation. It's all in the Word. This is not theory. Maybe so stuff. This is real stuff. This is what the Word says. He caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And Adam slept. And while he was sleeping, God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib is what the Lord God has taken from man. Guess what he did with that rib? He made he a woman. Huh? Did he make a man? He made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Look at God. Let us all say ribs. Now the Lord gave me this insight years ago about that rib. When he took that rib out of Adam, do you know that rib went into Eve? So that rib was the same shape, the same size, the same dimension. Amen. So now they're going to put that rib in his wife. The Lord performing a surgery. You didn't know he was a surgeon, did you? Yes, he is. So he put that rib into Eve, and Eve was made woman. So now you out here trying to look for a rib. You out here trying to look for a woman or a man. And that's why your relationship don't work, because you got the wrong size rib. Hello. Amen. See, it got to be compatible. It got to be the same. And you, with your wisdom, you're not able enough to go and pick who you think you need. That's why you need to quit picking and say, Lord, send me a wife. See, the Lord knows who you need. He knows who I need. And God will direct you right to the wife and the husband you need. But you got to pray it down. You can't just go out there and look, oh man, oh he's fine, he's cute, oh man, I like how he look, I like how he walk. That's not how you find a companion. You find a companion by praying your companion down. Say, Lord, you know the husband I need. I see y'all single women there. If you're seeking for a companion, pray to the Lord. That's when it'll work. Before I even married my wife, I knew the Lord gave me this concept about the real being compatible. And I prayed and I said, Lord, send me my wife that is compatible to me. Amen. And the Lord did that, because I believe this year it'll be 44 years of marriage.
Now, won't he do it? Hello in here. Amen. You got to wait on the Lord. Can't be too fast. Sometimes we start, I'm going to tell you where we go wrong too. Sometimes we start looking for companion after we get 40 and 50, sometimes 60. And then you be saying, oh, I got to hurry and get me somebody quick because I'm getting old. And then you go out there and get somebody quick and get somebody you can't live with. I don't care when you're looking for a companion, you're seeking for a companion, you take your time. Amen. You take your time to shop. And say, Lord, you sin, you leave me. Yes. Praise God. Rib is very important. I got another thought here where it say, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, you hear what that said? Man, leave your father and mother. Sometimes we are not able to leave mother and father because our finances are low. We can't even get an apartment. We just do have a car. And now we want to get married. See, that's a situation where you don't need to get involved in. If you can't afford to have a wife, you can't afford to have your own place, you can't afford to leave your mom and daddy's house and go get you a place overboard, amen, I see a lot of times that create problems. Finance is the number one breakup. So if you don't follow these procedures, your relationship's already going downhill. So the Bible said a man should leave his father and mother. Get your own house for you and your wife. Come on. How many know two cooks can't work in the same kitchen? But we got to do it the Lord's way. So we got to leave. He said, leave your father and your mother, and then you can cleave unto your wife, and they shall be one flesh. Praise God. Oneness. There we go again. They shall be one flesh. One flesh means you got the same mind concept. You thinking alike. You guys compatible. You got the right real. Everything working. And then you can say, let's read. Somebody get me Proverbs right quick. Proverbs 18:22. Come on, somebody. And we're going to close on that note. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Amen to you all. All right, what did that say now? Whoso. Amen. When you do it the Lord's way, when you find your wife, your right wife, the wife that God desired for you to have, when you find it, what? Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And obtain favor of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give a hand clap for Jesus in here. Amen. Amen. So men, husbands and wives, your children, your daughters, teach them. When you find a good wife, you find a good thing and you obtain favor from the Lord. Praise God. So don't do like you go to pick and pay shoes department and you go out there picking for shoes. I don't like that pair. I might get this. No, there's a pick and pay. You can't pick and pay for a wife and husband. You just can't go pick and then say, this is it. No, you got to let the Lord be your guide. God bless you, and I hope you got something to help you in your relationship. Yes. And if you're not in a relationship, it'll help you to find the right spouse for you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.